welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for a quickie because no matter how busy you are, I'm sure we can still fit it in. It's important. So I want to talk to you guys today about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, that I really utilize this topic all the time, and it is gratitude. And let me tell you why gratitude is so important. Besides the obvious, people talk about it all of the time, but gratitude is important because it is the quickest way to get present in your life. And I'm sure that you know that by being present, you can get more done and your happiness lies in the present. Because when we are tripping out on the future, we probably have a lot of anxiety. And when we're living in the past, we feel like we are carrying somebody on our back, or maybe some of us are carrying 10 somebodies, maybe that we can't forgive, or that, you know, those old stories that we are just stuck in and we're trudging through the mud because we're carrying them with us. So I want to share with you guys one of my favorite poems. It's actually a quote. So poem, you can say it like a poem, whatever you want to do. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the moment. So I bring you the topic of gratitude today because I want to talk to you about getting present. And if you are a woman, you are probably living somewhere in the future, or you're living in the past, or you're living in a mix of both, and you're jumping over the present time, even though this is where everything happens. Because it's so easy for us, right, to think about what we have to do, our list with 20 or 30 things on it that overwhelms us. We never feel like we're doing enough, good enough, like we're getting enough done, or we feel bad about something, so it's draining all of our energy. And those are the feelings that if we just got rid of those and got really present, what could you do? What could you do with all of that extra energy? Probably some pretty awesome crap, am I right? So what if you weren't carrying all of those grudges, or you weren't feeling bad, or you weren't replaying that story from your past over and over and over again? Or what if you weren't thinking about all the stuff that you had to do that day, or all the stuff that you had to do that week, and you just lived? Like, is that even a concept for you? Does that just sound nice, like a fairy tale, like it'll never happen? I know there was a time for me when I felt like being present was not even possible. Like, my husband and I would go for walks in the morning, and believe me, this was, even going for walks was like something that I should have been so incredibly grateful for, that we got up early enough to go for walks around Lake Calhoun that we lived around when we lived in Minneapolis. And we would even go when it was like negative 20 degrees out. I would be bundled up and I would look like a robber, seriously, with my face covered, ski goggles on so that my eyeballs wouldn't freeze out of my head. and I should have been grateful. You would think that just being that cold would get me present, but all I could do on the whole walk is, I have to do this. I'm not doing enough. How am I ever going to get to my goals? I'm not good enough. And the poor man, I mean, seriously, I don't know how he put up with me for all that time, but I was living so much in the future. I wasn't even enjoying the fact that I was walking around this gorgeous lake, that I was able to walk with my husband, that we could just sit in gratitude and really appreciate all of the great things in our life and where we came from and where we were going. And I just didn't even allow myself to get excited. So the quickest way, what I want to point out, the quickest way to get present is to use gratitude. There are so many great things in our life that are going on right now that we don't even see because we are not appreciating them, because we're living in the future, because we're thinking about what we don't have. It's about what we're focusing on, right? So if we're focusing on what we don't have, all you're going to feel is the lack of what you don't have. If you're focusing on what you have, you get more and attract more to be grateful for. This is the truest statement you will hear all day, quite possibly. So I want to just enforce that. I want to talk about how to get present through gratitude. So every single morning when I wake up, I try to list at least 20 things, if not 50, that I am grateful for, right down to I am so grateful for the fact that I have legs that function, or that I have my sight, or that right now, what am I smelling? What am I feeling? Oh my goodness, am I able to go make my beautiful a cup of coffee and put my almond milk in it? Like the fact that we can even go downstairs, push a button, have coffee, have almond milk, have the choices to put the certain kind of milk that you want in. You guys, these are big things. If you lived in another country or you didn't have your freedoms, this would be all people wish for. So get really grateful. And I don't just mean saying it or thinking it. I mean, say it so much that you feel it at a cellular level, you guys. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow it to drop you to your knees in gratitude and say a prayer of how grateful you are. Because when you are in that kind of energy, let me tell you about how much stuff you get done, because your future happens in the now, right? It's not about what you're thinking about or what you think you have to do. It's what can I do right now? And I have to be really honest. The only reason I am in this room recording this podcast right now is because I said, what is the number one thing I could do right now that would help me move forward towards my goals? And it was get your butt in the chair and record a podcast. So stop thinking about all the things I have to do, because I have a really big event coming up this next weekend. And just do what you can do right now. And it's amazing how much more energized and how good you feel. So you guys, start your gratitude practice. I want to hear about it. Share this with someone that you know who is tripping out on living in the future or crazy depressed because they keep replaying that old story about the past. Let go. Forgive those thoughts. Move forward. Get grateful. Because I'm telling you, when you are vibrating at this level of gratitude, you are going to watch the blessings pour in. So make sure you share this with a friend who needs it, who's living in the future, like I said, living in the past. And leave your comments below. Let me know what you're going to do to make sure that you lock in this gratitude practice, right? I love, love, love hearing about it. So find me on any social media, Lori Harder, at Lori Harder on Instagram. I love to hear your comments. I love to connect with you. It's my absolute favorite. I do Facebook Lives all the time. All right, you guys, thank you so much for being on, and I'm just beyond grateful for you. Have the most beautiful day, and don't forget to earn your happy today and make yourself proud. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.